Hello, hello. Good, beautiful, wonderful Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to Healing Through Her Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation with me, Maria Wall. Thank you so much for being here. Well, if you're on, of course, the East Coast, this early 6 a.m. And, of course, if you're joining us throughout the world, whatever time of day it is in your neck of the woods, thank you so much for being here with me today. So how was your week? I pray that some of you had a less burdensome week the past week. And of course, I pray you much peace, calm, and success in the week coming. We're going to jump right into our show today because, you know, this has not been one of my better weeks. I've been going through some storms of my own, and I'm not feeling very well. So we're going to keep moving forward with this. Hopefully, I'll be able to make it through the entire show. But right now, I'd like to welcome all of our guests in the chat room and, of course, in the call query. Thank you so much for joining me here this morning. And this is a very special show because, as so many of you know, during the holiday season, this is the time when a lot of people cause themselves harm and in some cases take their own lives. This is truly, 'tis the season of sadness. So many people are alone and heartbroken this time of year. Add the fact that we have a broken economy and country right now. Lots of people have lost their jobs. Lots of people are very unhappy. Lots of people have what they feel is nothing to live for. So 'tis the season of sadness. And with that said, I want you all to just lie back. Get in your favorite easy chair. Lie back in bed. Wherever you are, as long as you're seated or lying down, just lie back. It's time for us to close our eyes and let everything go before I get into this week's inspiration. Just lie back and relax. Let it all go. You know the routine. Let's take some deep breaths. Eyes closed. We're going to let everything go. Let go of all of that empty baggage. When we were going through our storm, that baggage was full. That storm is over. It's history. Why are we pulling around the empty baggage? So we're going to let go of that, even if it's just for our 15 to 30 minutes today. but let it go, because it does your heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul a ton of good. So let it go. It's empty baggage now. The people that caused you the problems or the situation, it's moved on. It's changed. It's in the past. It's history. So why pull around any remnants of it that just remind you of the hurt and the heartache? So just lie back. Let's take some deep breaths. So let's inhale. Eyes closed. Now exhale. Clear the clutter from your mind. Inhale again. Now exhale. One more time. Deep breaths. Let's inhale. And exhale all of that negative energy. I don't know about you, but every time I do these exercises, it feels so good. I just want you to lie and be still. Let me do the talking. Let me guide you on this journey. Walk with me on this path to healing and enlightenment. I don't proclaim or profess to be any religious person. I don't take any claim to that. But I do know that I've learned a lot in my 49 years of life. And I've been through a lot of storms. I've been to the mountaintop. I've been very successful. And I know what it's like to be at rock bottom. And I just am compelled to share these stories. Some people ask me, why isn't anything ever scripted? Because I believe in a higher power, in a divine deity. And I get my messages through channeling of that deity. And whatever comes to me is what I share with you. None of our shows from Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio that airs Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern U.S. time or the Sunday morning meditation is ever scripted, because I feel as though scripts are just that. It's somewhere when it becomes more like entertainment as opposed to enlightenment. And I like to stay on my path of enlightenment because I'm walking this journey with you. It amazes me how many times I learn something from these very shows. So I hope that you get something out of it too. Again, welcome to all of our guests. Thank you for joining me here on our Sunday morning meditation with Maria. Who's me? Maria Wall. Thank you so much for being here. You know, as I said, 'tis the season of sadness. So many people run out after Thanksgiving and they start buying things that they don't really need. And a lot of people are going to get themselves an unnecessary debt instead of using that extra money to pay down the bills that they may have acquired because they lost their job or they became underemployed or they cut out overtime or something. They're going out buying unnecessary material items. But let's just take a back step from that for a moment and think about those, or maybe a neighbor or family member who lost their job, who's come on hard times. Think about that person, the person who used to be so happy and jovial, and now you haven't seen them smile in months. But then again, how many of us have taken the time to notice whether they've smiled or not? That's what this week's show is about. Psalm 34:17-20. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Have you ever thought about the fact that maybe you're just the vessel that God needs to keep those bones from shattering? Have you ever given any thought to the fact that each one of us are here and we're all connected? God is at the top of that tier, And we're all just mere remnants of that divine deity. We're humans. Maybe we're here to be the vessels for good. Maybe we're here to help channel that positive energy. Doesn't cost you a thing to make someone happy or smile. And when I say that, I mean sometimes you can just give them a hug or dry their tears or be that listening ear. Some people just need someone to show them that they care. You know, each week we say that we're a 501c3 nonprofit, IRS recognized, and we ask for donations or your support. Sometimes we get very little and sometimes we get nothing. But a lot of people are first in line at the department stores and the big box stores to buy all of those items that they do not need really. So you give money for useless items, or sometimes we give our money to the branded nonprofits where the CEOs make 6 and 7 figures, high 6 and 7. If the CEOs would give up even half of their salaries, that would be more help for people that really need it. So in doing so, at the bottom or mid-level are those of us who are the grassroots nonprofits who are here, where we can still see, touch, and feel the people that we service. I'd like to be here at Ground Zero. I want to see where those donations are going. I want to make sure that the people who need them are receiving them. I'm volunteering right now because I feel as though that's where the money needs to go. The money and the donations and everything needs to go back into the community, because right now I know that there are a lot of people hurting. There are so many people now who are not used to being at Ground Zero, and they're hurting, and they need our help. They need your help. They need your hugs. They need your smiles. They need your listening ear, and they need your support. 'Tis the season of sadness, but it doesn't have to be. Maybe your smile can save someone's life. Maybe that hug can help someone make it through the day. Think about it. Hold the door open at the department store. Are you running that fast where you can't hold the door open for someone? You know, I was coming out of a store the other day, and a lady had a baby in a large carriage. And I simply said, are you going in? She said, why, yes, I am. She said, oh, my gosh, thank you. Oh, that is so nice of you. She was in total shock and awe. And it's not the first time that I've gotten a response like that, but it got me to thinking, are we so shallow and self-centered in this country where we won't even hold open the door for someone or smile at someone and help make their day? I do it because I'm compelled to do it. I know what it's like to be the shadow child. I know what it's like to be the person who nobody sees. I know what it was like growing up for me. You know, I was the ugly duckling who became the swan. And there's still people who might make snide remarks and comments. But it's okay, because I take their negativity and I turn it into my positive driving force. You can be the light in someone's life this holiday season and beyond. It doesn't cost you a thing. And if you choose to buy that person some hot chocolate or lunch, what is that? A couple of dollars. You're not buying them a 82-inch television. You're not buying them a brand new car. You can help. This is the season of sadness. So many people are going to lose their lives during this holiday season. Pray for someone to have a safe journey. How many people die each and every year on our roadways, our highways and byways? How many people left the house and you're mad with one another? How many people have you not forgiven? So when you turn around the season of sadness and make it the season of joy for all, it also brings you more joy. It brings you joy and happiness. Just remember that. Just remember, when you're walking, take time to look at your surroundings. Look at the people in line. Look at the people outside of stores. Look at the people who you see on the streets while you're in travel, en route to your shopping destination. Give unconditionally. Do not expect anything back. Give. Help make that person smile who may not have had a reason to smile in a very long time. Our country is broken right now. Our economy is totally torn apart. And they can say, oh, it's recovering, it's this. So many of us are either grossly underemployed. You have people with college degrees who are flipping burgers because they'd rather do that than sit home and collect unemployment. You have some people who have given up. You know, back in the day, my resume would have stood out in the crowd. But because there's 8,000 people instead of 8 or 80 that are going out for the same jobs that I would like to have, it's lost in that pool of applicants. And the people that are looking at them get tired of looking. So they just pick someone. Because there are a lot of people out there who are employed who really don't care. They're just collecting a check. So they don't give any quality to their work. They don't give any dedication to it. So it's up to us, those of us who are blessed enough to have something. You know, even when we're at rock bottom and our donations are pretty much depleted, we have 2 bags of clothing left right now. But you know what? We keep moving. All that we have is what we give. And sometimes all we have is our time, a listening ear, and prayers for those in need until the donations pick up again. But you know what? We're still out there helping people. Help someone. Are you really that busy where you cannot take time to help another human being? 'Tis the season of sadness, people. Set aside your own personal gratifications and goals and happiness and think about the people who are probably right in your face who you have not taken the time to even notice. Turn that frown of theirs upside down. Turn it upside down. Remember, you have your blessings. Now pray and pay it forward. Help someone else. Help someone else. Help them to at least smile this holiday season and beyond. Don't just do it because it's the holidays. That's one reason why I don't participate in a lot of holiday gatherings. You know, at my former place of employment, people hated me and I never knew why. Yes, I'm a strong woman and I'm accomplished, and they hated me because of their own insecurities. So I can't be fake and phony and grin in their faces one day a year, 2 days a year for Christmas and New Year's celebrations when I know that they hate my guts. I cannot do that. I'd rather go out to a soup kitchen or to walk the streets and give people sandwiches than to be there with a bunch of fake, phony people. And so many of you listening know exactly what I'm talking about because you're on one of those two ends. You're either the person that nobody likes or people attack, or you are the aggressors. You are the abusers. But you want to either have your company parties and then you go out for the after party and you get drunk and then you want to be all happy and fake. I cannot do that. While you're out with your false happiness and your fake happiness, 'tis the season of sadness for a lot of people. Let's help make that season change for someone. If you have the ability to help more than one person, do so. But the fact that you have helped one says a lot. about who we are as human beings and as the human race. So with that said, just remember, while you're out being happy, it's also the season of sadness for many people. Try to do something to help. And for those of you, a lot of times you ask, our opening music is from the Tai Chi CD. It's from the Reflection series, and it's composed, arranged, and produced by one of my favorite artists, Thomas Walker. And we're going to end the show in a few moments with the Wellness for Women CD, Music for Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. And today we're listening to the, get this, the Stress Relief CD. But I want you all to understand, stop being so self-centered. There's a lot of people out there hurting. Won't you help them? You know, as I said earlier, both the Healing Through Hurt iTalk radio program and the Sunday morning meditation is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS recognized and approved 501c3 nonprofit. If you'd ever need to contact us or you'd like to support us in any way, you can write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. If you'd like to email us, our email address is contact@thewallfoundationinc.org or give us a call at 202-618-2556. And if you're on Facebook, we are Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. Join us there. Get involved. And just so you know, I monitor and I post to the Facebook page every single day. I am the only one who monitors and responds on that page. So you're actually talking with me there. And, of course, if you'd like to send me a private message, you can do it there. Or you can email me at mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And before we turn over our show to the music, just lie back, relax. And if you'd like to, while you hear my infamous ending mantra, feel free to stand up and do some stretches. Raise your arms above your head. Stretch out those lungs. Get in a nice stretch. Doesn't that feel good to end or begin your day? But as always, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray each and every one of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. 'Tis the season of sadness, ladies and gentlemen. Make someone smile, make someone's day. You can do it. Give a little bit of yourself and your time. And if you can, volunteer the soup kitchen or one of these nonprofits or some of the shelters. Get a firsthand look at the sadness and hurt and those who are in despair. Do something good this holiday season and continue it, because once you do it for the first time, if you have a soul and a heart, it will feel so good to you that you will want to continue doing your good deed. So with that said, I just want you all to remember, 'tis the season of sadness just like it is of happiness. Do some good for someone else. Pray and pay it forward. If you're blessed to still have your job and you're making a good salary and your bills are paid, and you have food on the table and a roof over your head and heat, pray and pay it forward. Help someone else. Buy them a blanket. Give them some food. Help someone else. pray and pay it forward. That was last week's inspiration, was to pray it forward. How befitting for this time of year. So you may hear this for the rest of the year. Pray and pay it forward. I want you all to have a wonderful holiday season. And I wish you well in the new year. But I'm also praying for those of us who are in the midst of our storms. I know what it's like to feel destitute and alone. And I know what it's like to have those unclean thoughts. I'm right here with you. So again, until next week, I pray each and every one of you enough. Get those stretches in, raise those arms, just bend to the left, and come back up to center and bend to the right. And as you're seated on the side of your bed or in your favorite chair, just roll your neck around. Just roll your head around. Let's get all the tension out of your neck. And as you're done with that, let's be seated or lie down. Close your eyes and just continue to breathe. Let go of everything that's been holding you back. When we unclutter the mind, you can almost feel your body getting lighter. So, just remember, pray and pay it forward. Happy holidays to you. Let's make them happy for everyone. Until next time, I'm Maria Wall. We have about 2 minutes and 46 seconds left. So lie back and enjoy the music. And let it all go. Just a quick note before we go. I wanted to share with you all that I also got a communique from one of my colleagues, a neighbor of hers. Their house burned down. They lost everything. They're in desperate need of girls' clothes size 10 to 12, girls' shoe size 3, boys' clothing size 16 to 18, boys' shoe size 9, and women's clothes size 3, and women's shoe size 6.5. If you would like to make a donation, contact us. And if you're in the Maryland area or you feel like mailing in a donation, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. Whether it's a monetary donation or you'd like to send materials, 'tis the season of giving. And for them, it is the season of sadness right now. They lost everything so close to the holidays. If you have any questions, just give us a call, 202-618-2556. This is what we do. When some of these larger branded people don't even have time to get around to one person, a lot of times, some people in need get lost because so many people flock to the branded organizations. But we're right here in the community, and when people call us for help, we do our best to be there for them. That's what this is all about. That's what this season is all about. It's not about bringing things home for yourself and just doing for yourself and getting a lot of unnecessary material items. The season was always about loving and giving. Somehow we commercialized it and made it something else. And don't get me wrong, when my child was growing up, he had beautiful holidays, but he also knew what it was like when I told him no. Now, I had opposition from certain family members who gave him everything he wanted, and that's a story for another day and probably for the Healing Through Hurt talk show at night on Saturday evenings, but he knows what it's like to have and to be told no. And now he's grown and on his own, and he realizes what it is to be an adult with a family and how much it takes to try to be everything to everyone and to try to keep things together. So again, 'tis the season of sadness. Remember that, and hopefully that will be your inspiration to turn that sadness around for at least one person, and even more if you're able to do so. So with that said, until next week, I'm Maria Wall, thanking each of you so much for joining me here. I pray you enough, and I'll see you here, Lord willing. I'll see you back here again next week. This ends our broadcast day. Thank you again for being here. I'm Maria Wall, praying each and every one of you enough and just reminding you to pray and pay it forward. Have a beautiful day and have a wonderful week. And remember, your smile may make someone's day or save a life. Take care, my beautiful sunshines. Keep spreading your rays of light all over the world.